Hey, this is Leticia, and if you are what you eat, then the same can be true about what you think, right? How much power do we really have over our own minds and body? Also, if we change the way we think about something, can we really change that thing? There are many people in our universe that have beliefs that mirror ours or are in direct opposition to our own. You know, energy exists all around us. It's manifested in and through many things, people, animals, objects. And as humans, we also sense energy in different ways, using our sense of sight, sound, touch. You hear the motivational speakers and enlightened thinkers say it all the time. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Words have power. Thoughts have power. Let's really think about it. You don't have to believe in karma, chi, or live the Zen life to agree that the power of your thoughts, at the least, do affect the way you feel at any given time during any given situation, right? So with that being said, we can all agree that our thoughts do affect us. Now, let's go a step further and talk about how our thoughts affect the world around us. Many of us know the person who repeatedly gets involved with the wrong guy or girl. Those people that do this usually say the same thing, or at least think it. I just seem to always attract the wrong person. There's several thoughts in play here. First is what they think about themselves. For example, self-worth and self-esteem. Second are the thoughts they have about the type of person they want to be with. Either of those thought processes could be the reason why they always attract the wrong partner. Now, it's my belief that your thoughts are alive and that they help to bring your desires to you. Most of us should at least attempt to exercise our gray matter more and nurture thoughts that will in turn nurture and enrich our lives. Easier said than done, I know. Well, I won't go diving into quantum physics or anything like that, but we all have to come to the realization that we have more control over our lives and the world we live in. The individuals that are able to better tap into the power of their thoughts usually are the ones that have what I call the charmed life. You know that person that everything seems to come to them with little effort. They catch all the big breaks. And for the most part, they do what they want to do, get whatever they set their minds at having, including that special someone. In my experience, these individuals tend to be those free spirit type. What better way to be than a free spirit? Someone that has come to gain control of their world through the mere power of their thoughts. Translate that to dating and attracting that special someone to you, and you're destined to have them. Your thoughts radiate energy, and that energy radiates from you. How will your energy attract or repel that person you seek? Take stock and be conscious of the thoughts you keep. You may just be repelling the love you seek. This is Leticia, getting all poetic. Talk to you next time.